there's some things that I want to share that God is teaching me while I teach this class, and I don't want you to miss out on anything. They just rivet me, and I trust that they rivet you, that they go deep in your heart and take you to places that you've never been. That's the whole purpose of it. Why would God tell us something, give us something, and then nothing happen? Why? Well, there's no answer to that. And it's actually a rhetorical question. You just don't even ask something like that. But it's an interesting point to ponder. And I'd like to say that the purpose of Jesus Christ is in John 10:10. And we know it so well. We know that he came, that we could and would live the more than abundant life. There are several words in the Greek used for life. Anytime it's talking about like manner of life, breathing, flesh life, the body working, that kind of thing, it's the word psuche, spirit, breath. Anytime it's talking about living according to the gospel, according to God's abundance, according to God's promises, his riches and glory, it's Zoe. And that would be for eternal life too. Zoe means life in all of its fullness. And so you can be breathing, your body can be working, but that there is no reflection whatsoever of the superabundant Zoe unless somehow it is enacted. And so I would like to declare that you are supposed to reign in life. I don't want you to miss out on this. This is paramount to daily success, to you thriving in our day and our time, and to you receiving into manifestation the glory of God, the greatness of life itself. Oh, you will in eternity, mark my words. But today, in this hour, at this time, you are supposed to reign like kings. That's a promise from God's word. Well, this can't mean government. It has to refer to spirituality, being seated and rooted in Christ Jesus. And that life, to rule like kings, is to be manifested in the flesh. That's right. This is not eternal life. This is here and now. You are to manifest in your flesh a kingly lifestyle. And I trust that this is like a pile driving into your heart. I want you to reign in life like a king. I want you to reach for new heights. I want you to gain those heights and then go higher. The life that Christ brought is the life that we're supposed to live now, and the life that we will live in eternity, throughout all of eternity. Well, there's scriptures in Romans 5 and others that clarify this, that substantiate this, that validate this, that demand this. We must let the Word of God guide our paths. We must take the Word of God and put it within our hearts and say, yes, this is mine, this is me, I shall become the Word. In Romans chapter 5, verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned, basileu, it means to rule like a king, by one, much more they which receive into manifestation, lambano, abundance, super abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall rule like a king in life by one, Jesus Christ. On the one hand, you have death that rules like a king. And on the other, you have life that rules like a king. One was caused by one man's disobedience, Adam, and one was caused by one man's obedience, Jesus Christ. Adam's sin allowed death to rule like a king over the entire world. God forbid, but it did happen. One man caused this, just one. You're just one too. And you can do what Christ came to make available. Adam believed Satan, acted, and then received into manifestation the promise that thou shalt surely die. Sadly, it wasn't just him that suffered. Mankind as a whole suffered to the point that if God needed to talk to a man, he had to place his spirit upon him. Well, it wasn't until John the Baptist that a man was born from the womb with Holy Spirit. No man except Jesus Christ has had it like that since. It doesn't say that Jesus Christ was born from the womb with spirit, though. Only John the Baptist. We know that Jesus was baptized. We know that God talked to his son. And so the rules applied. When God talked to his son, he had to put his spirit upon him. Perhaps his perfect blood allowed something other than that, but the word doesn't disclose that. In Romans 5, verse 14, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. God forbid. But it does. It did. It still is, in one sense, not in another sense, not in a lively sense, not in a Christly sense, not in an eternal sense. Even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgressions, they all had to pay the price. They all had to suffer. Who is the figure of him that was to come? One man. One man's disobedience, one man's obedience, who is the figure of him that was to come. The death that Adam experienced at the time of his sin was a spiritual death. He lost his connection with God. Well, other things happened too. It wasn't just that. In Genesis chapter 3, if you please, there were other things that took place that just ruined God's creation. Just ruined it again. Fortunately, it wasn't standing in the water and out of the water and overflow with water and perish. Thank God that didn't happen. We're still in the first heaven and earth. You know that, don't you? Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. The ground that you walk on is still cursed. That's the way it is. But you're blessed, and you have received life. If you have received Christ, your life cancels out the curse everywhere you go. Adam received into manifestation the first murderer. Well, we know that they had a boy they named Cain. So in a sense, Adam and Eve were murderers too. Because of them, the entirety of mankind has to die. somewhere in that equation, you can get the pluses and minuses to equal mankind has to die. Therefore, something before the equal sign is what caused that, and that would be Adam plus Eve equals death. A new promise came into being much later. Thank God, in Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we all know this verse. It's a beautiful verse because it introduces the possibility that you can reign like a king, that you can go forth in your highways and byways, in your stores, in your offices, in all of your negotiations and friendships and fellowships and family life, and live. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22, for as in Adam all die. Yes, they all died. But if somebody dies because of somebody else, they were murdered. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Well, if somebody lives because of somebody else, they were saved. They were raised from the dead. They were given life. They were allowed to thrive. And in our case, to reign like kings. We have been given a chance to redeem ourselves in our daily living. No, I'm not talking about eternal redemption. I'm talking about daily life. We've been given that chance. What do you do with it? You've been given the opportunity to reign like a king today, now in your life. Thus saith the Lord. That's what the word says, and that's what it means. Shall all be made alive. Don't think that that means only eternal life. It doesn't. It's right now. It's throughout your life while you walk this earth. We have been saved from Satan and a certain destruction. That is true. But we've also been given the opportunity to redeem ourselves in our daily living. If you wonder how could that possibly be, then think back on agape. Do you know that 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14 are a package? They're a package that come complete. And they complete your life. If you do not live agape, you do not fulfill the laws of God, every one of them. And the lifestyle of agape is to live alive. It's to make a choice to redeem yourself in your daily living. We which receive into manifestation God's superabundance of undeserved favor, call it grace, and the gift of Holy Spirit, which is what makes us righteous, shall rule in life by kings through Christ Jesus. That means you must believe, act, and then receive the promise. Yes, there's a life that's waiting for you. There's a veil that you must penetrate today, now, in your heart and mind, and as you walk throughout the next week, the next year, until Jesus Christ comes back. I want you to live. I want a superabundance to manifest itself in you because it was given to you. The possibility was received through Christ in you. Yes, that's eternal, but there's also the here and now aspect of it. And I want you to live that. I want you to strive for that. I want you to reach through. I want you to pull yourself up to it. I don't want you to go down. I don't want any more faltering. I want you to strive for the mastery, to run and jump and leap and achieve and become who you are in Christ today, now. Oh, you will become who you are in Christ in an eternal sense, and that day is not far off. But today, that's another story. In Galatians chapter 2, and in verse 20, we read, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. That is now. That is today. That is this very moment. Oh, the life you have, it is the life of Christ. It's not sitting in heaven waiting to join you. It's here, it's now, it's in you. It lives in you. And the life which I now live in the flesh, now live in the flesh. I'll say it again. Now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. This is here and now, my friends. The life that I now live in the flesh, the Zoe that I now live in the flesh by the believing works and accomplishments of the Son of God. He loved me, he agaped me, and gave himself for me. There was no greater sacrifice. That sacrifice was made. Let it not go to waste. Let it not go to waste on you. Live. Live, live for us all. Take a stand, drive yourself, strive yourself, reach for it. Don't let anything hold you back. Claim it, become it, live it, and let it become you. There is a life now that we are to attain to. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, we read one of the most beautiful promises in God's word regarding the more than abundant life. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. But don't forsake the bodily exercise. Having promise of the Zoe, that now is, and of that which is to come. So you see the two parts of Zoe. You see a part that you claim now, and you see a part that will be delivered unto you then. John chapter 8. Oh, these words are beautiful, and they are life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, and can you imagine standing before him, sitting at his feet, hearing these words? I am the light of the world, the entire world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. When? Do you have to wait 1,000 years? Do you have to die and go into the grave and not taste it? And then maybe one day wake up and get it? No, 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 no. This life is yours today. This life is yours to claim, to live, to embrace, to share with others. This is a life of a king. Well, Jesus Christ is the king. But his kingdom is held in abeyance. And so he's in heaven, waiting for God to send him back, to gather us together unto him, and to quicken our mortal bodies and give us a new life. Yes, that's all in the plans. But today, the promise from Jesus, because he is the light of the world, and we do follow him, that we shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And when you have Christ in you, you have been given that light. You are the beacon on the hill. And you have been given that life. That life cannot exist without light. And he is the light of God. He was sent to light up the world and to light up your life. So right now, we have the light of life. It is in us. Yes, it's eternal, but it is also now. Jesus' life is supposed to be made manifest in our bodies. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It's supposed to be manifested in our bodies. No, this is not at the return. Yes, it will happen at the return, but there's a whole here and now concept that I fear we've missed. Let's not miss it anymore. Let's do this together, you and me. Let's hold hands together and run a race to take us into the more than abundant life here and now. We know that we will not miss the there and then part, but we're missing the here and now part. And let's not do that anymore. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10, always bearing about in the body. We're talking about in the body, your body right now, the dying of the Lord Jesus. And yes, you do. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Verse 11, for we which live, we're alive today, we live, it's now. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. Sadly so. And one day that will end. Why does that happen? That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. That's now. Let us allow the life. Let us choose the life also of Jesus. Let us choose it. Let us claim it. Let us embrace it. Let us allow it to become us. In our thoughts, in our actions, in our beliefs, in our words, in our prayers, in our fellowships, in our business, in everything that we do. Bring it forth. Shine it forth. Give it out. The more you push it out of you, the more will come out of you. Start. Begin. Let there be an initiation so that it starts to flow. That the life also of Jesus might, it's conditional, it's your choice, be made manifest in our mortal flesh, even though we who live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. And I didn't write that, I did repeat it. Jesus' life is made manifest in our mortal flesh. Oh, yes, it is. So you might, woe is me, for the death that's delivered unto you. You can thank the two, Adam and Eve, for that. Jesus' life is made manifest in your mortal flesh. This is a fact. And we are supposed to believe to the point that we live John 10. And I would like to read that to close. John chapter 10. And verse 10, and you can cite this with me. Don't just let me be alone on this. Please join me. Please strive with me. Please walk with me. Please run with me. Jump with me. Reach for it. Pierce that veil and live and reign like a king. Let's do this together. Let's claim John 10 for our own and defy the thief. We shall defy the thief together. Let us defy that thief now. Let us defy that thief forever. the thief cometh not before to steal. Let us defy his thievery. And to kill, let us defy his death. And to destroy, let us defy his destruction, of which we are not a part and never will be. And let us embrace Jesus Christ. I am come that they might have life. That they might have life. Claim it. Choose it. Let it become yours. Let that Zoe become yours. Life in all of its fullness. Reign like a king today. And that they might have it more abundantly. The superabundance of God's grace and his never-ending agape for you. Let us reign like kings together.